Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, visit pcapainted.org. Find more great content like this on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all of you non-members out there, sign up for a free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, everybody. I am Nick Slavik. I'm the proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I'm also the host of this show, Ask a Painter Live. It is a weekly live social media show where I share the life of a master craftsperson and a paint business owner. Today, we're going to talk about taking a vacation as a business owner, whether you do or don't, whether you will or won't, whether you can or can't, all those questions. And I'm actually going to share you my best practices. And I think some of these things will probably surprise you. I have a hot take on taking a vacation as a business owner. It may not be what you think, and I will tell you in a second, but obviously first we need to do a little housekeeping here. I'm just gonna fire up my schedule and then all right, so upcoming events, everybody, before we get into this here, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams, the PCA, Surf Prep, and others here. There's a full list of these things in the actual show posts, show notes of this thing. So for everybody watching Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, all this other stuff, we're going to get to this. And I want to hear about how you guys take vacations. We all take vacations, but do you actually take a vacation? What is your protocol? How do you prep for it? How do you interact with your family and your business when you're there? So Louisville, Kentucky, April 12th. That's coming up real fast here. Syracuse, New York, 17 May. New Hampshire, master's class, 24 May. Fort Myers, Florida, 5 June. Subject to change. We might be changing that because of a venue shift there. I have my summer retreat, which I will be announcing very soon, taking applications for that. That's going to be 13 through 16 August. There'll be a Facebook page, application process, all that good stuff there. Tom Reber's Mile High Profit Summit. I'll be doing some VIP classes, some workshops there. That will be 19 September, give or take. Gathering of Minnesota Painters, Sherwin-Williams, and Graco, the master's class, my homecoming master's class. We all schedule that one a year in advance. That's 6 December. And also, we have a Surf Prep master's class in SoCal, Lake Elsinore area, 27 September. So look forward to all those fun things around there. If you want a master's class in your area, we can definitely do that. Eric, you're asking for North Carolina. We've been working on that for a couple of years, just haven't got that one across the finish line. We need a driver at the actual place, and then we need a local sponsor to get that happen, and we are there. So, all right, everybody. Housekeeping is done. I have my steps to professionalization pulled up here because it's been a while since we talked about it. I always do mastering the basics in the winter where we methodically work through every single step of this. And if you guys haven't had this before, if you haven't started working through this before, I would urge you to email me and get this because your ability to take a vacation is almost 100% dependent on you working through this list, doing the things, and actually complying with them every day, week, month, quarter, year, things like that. So if you do not have my steps to professionalization, how to professionalize your business, please email me for that. Email in the show notes here. Good morning, everybody. Phil Klein from Facebook, business owners should absolutely make a vacation a priority. Personal investment doesn't mean attending conferences. Yes, that is true. But also sometimes we dread vacation and we can't be present with our families because we haven't done enough prep. We haven't done the things we should do as business owners so that our businesses and our humans are prepared for what that looks like. So I am going to get rid of this real quick. Now, here's the deal, folks. The goal of a lot of tradespeople in the last couple of years has shifted from gathering up humans, vans, revenue, top line revenue, and things like that to bottom line revenue, profit, headspace, mental health, family work time, things like that. And it's a great, it's a really good emphasis. I absolutely love it. But the problem is we're at the forefront of this sort of thing. The trades historically has not had a culture of mental health, right? Family work-life balance, that sort of thing. So the first people across the mountains are going to take the arrows. It's just is what it is. We're going to try a bunch of stuff out. We're going to see what works. We're going to pass down best practices to everybody else, all the PCA members and things like that. So the goal The goal of all this is to be present. When you're at work, to be present. When you're with your family, to be present. With your friends, to be present. When you're in the woods observing nature, to be present. Being present is when your mind and your body are both in the same place. Now, you can get into a whole bunch of woo-woo stuff here. So there's this whole talk about doing yoga and meditation and mindfulness and all this other stuff to do this. And I do not claim to even understand the slightest bit of all that stuff. But what I do understand is that there has been times in my life where I have been present in my business. I have been present with my family. I have been present with myself. And they're pretty good times, man. It is pretty good times. I don't know that it's perfect. Or people are able to achieve this all the time, this oneness with the universe and things like that. I think everything is a journey. I think everything is in transit. I don't think there's a destination to that sort of thing, but it doesn't mean we can't try to maximize our presentness when we're around other people. And this isn't just in personal life. We're talking about in our professional lives as well too. The one big thing that I've learned over the last couple of years is that you have a gas tank. And it has a capacity. And if you completely deplete that gas tank in one area of your life, you will neglect other areas of your life. And as far as I can tell, a way better strategy for going through life is to be consistent and not extreme, right? And you're talking to a guy, you're looking at a guy on social media right now who has lived an extreme life, right? I go 100 or I go 0. And I usually pick one area of life. I go hard in one area and neglect other areas. And then I move over there and make up for my going hard in one area and make up for it in another area. And it's sort of the whack-a-mole of business, family, and everything else. And I will tell you that there are times in life where this is maybe necessary. Maybe this is good. Maybe this is actually the most productive and healthy way to do things. But once you have a professionalized business, a large business. Once you have what I would call like a professionalized family, we have our estate, we have our kids, we have an established pattern, we have established relationships. We are into it. We are my business and my family are growing together, right? We are a baby professionalized thing. We have gotten our kids out of diapers, out of crying, out of high chairs and things like that. We're still dealing with things that elementary, middle school and high school kids deal with, but we are in the grips of becoming a professional family now, right? Not unlike my own business. And there are times when you are getting out of college, starting a business, starting to have kids, buying a house, things like that, where maybe it is time to be extreme. Maybe it is time to put up all the hours you can, all the overtime you can, all the hard work in the evenings and the weekends to make sure that you don't have to do it later in life. And the 40s are going to be an interesting thing for me because now I have done an extreme thing for 25 years, 20 to 25 years, right? I have gone as hard as a human can possibly go hard in my capacity for that long. And now it doesn't mean I'm going to slack off. It's going to mean I'm going to be very intentional. I'm going to be try to be as present as possible and take the fuel that I have in my gas tank and expend it in the perfect ratios between family, between work, between Ask a Painter, between my real estate business, personally, professionally, and all that other stuff. And I will tell you this, it's a hell of a lot harder than crushing hours, right? So for people like me, for a lot of people like you, just crushing hours, just putting up hours is actually a very easy thing to do. And what you find with most employees is that, you know, in the world now, listen, greatest people on earth, but a lot of people struggle to work 40 hours a week, right? In the general sort of like zeitgeist of employment out there. Not a problem with me, right? The goal for my year is actually to throttle that back and be better with the time I do have. And that includes vacation stuff. So let's get down to the nitty gritty of how you actually take vacations. And I would love to hear how you guys take vacations. How do you prepare for them? What is your protocol on vacation? Is it a complete cutoff of everything? Is it check-ins? Is it moments where you're present in your business and there? But I would absolutely love to hear that, guys, because this is a new thing that a lot of people are talking about here. So, all right, number one, the honest answer. If you ever want to take a real vacation, the unsatisfying, super unsexy answer is you need to professionalize your business, right? If you are a single owner operator, you can absolutely take a vacation. It's actually, there's a huge friction gap between, there are some troughs and some valleys of pain as you're growing your business to when you take vacations. it'll be easier or worse. If you're a single owner operator, honestly, it's probably the easiest ever, which is you just stop your business. Now, it completely stops, right? Nobody answers the phone. Nobody does stuff. There's no work getting done. You go from 100 to zero, right? But it is easy because you control all of it. And you can set expectations with your clients and you actually don't have that many jobs going at once, right? Then as you grow, before you have a leadership team and redundancy in your leadership team, you know, probably between that, you know, $300,000 mark and the $3 million mark, $2.5 to $3 million mark, it's actually very painful to take a vacation because you don't quite have all the people you need in place to run your businesses, the core functions without you, because you're still holding on to or have created a business around your core functions as that human. But you can do it, but it's very painful. Now, when you actually build your big professional business and you have a leadership team to take some over those core roles, those task roles in your company, and you have a good culture in that company and you have redundancy in that team, it actually gets a lot easier. So there's this huge valley. So I just want to be honest with everybody right now and say, if you don't have a job description, if you don't have a pay scale, if you don't job cost, if you don't have a database estimating process, if you don't have ways to hold people accountable or incentivize people in your company, you may momentarily be able to go on a vacation, but you typically create a lot of pain and suffering for yourself. So I will just say this. The unsatisfying answer is there's not an app to do this for you, right? It's hard work. It's a grind. I've heard the guys at BTA Breakthrough Academy say, in order to complete this list down here, truly and actually get it done, not just check the boxes, but implement it in your business, grow the business to the size where you can use this and actually do it, can be almost 3 years. So this is 3 years of not tripping over certain things. This is 3 years of going hard. And we're not talking 40 hours a week. We're not talking family life balance. This is you putting in 70 to 80 hours a week, right? And it's not fair sometimes, right? You're not given an immediate reward for a lot of this stuff. So it depends how much you want to invest in something like this, what you want your future to be like, whether you take the pain and suffering now or whether you wait till it might be too late, till you run out of energy and don't have time for this sort of stuff. So that's just the honest truth. The more of this you do, the more you're able to do that, right? It goes without saying, right people, right seats, and a right manager and the right systems for all that stuff. So, and thank you for everybody for all the nice comments here. Elder. I try not to check in, but I check in every day for about 30 minutes. The hardest part for me is clients setting up appointments. Yep, that's it. And if you don't have an office coordinator, if you don't have estimators, if you don't have project managers, if you don't have good crew leaders and things like that, it's not going to happen for you. Now, that's not a value statement. It's not good or bad. It's just how it works, right? Eric, 58 years old, and this year is my first time with my wife. I went without kids and grandkids. I highly recommend it for the old guys. Yeah. So if we're being honest, right, this is going to be very hard to relate for anybody who's a W-2 employee of somebody else, or maybe not. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. I've never been an employee of somebody else in any real professional setting. Most people will never understand what it's like to own a business, own a job, be responsible for all this, and actually try to take a vacation. It is absolutely nerve-wracking because you owe your family this time, but there's no way you can absolutely shut business off, right? So the part of this that I think we should all just say together and realize is that you're never going to shut this off, right? You will never have the vacation like an employee has a vacation. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying we put our big boy and big girl pants on. And we asked for this and we grew this and now we get it, right? There's risk and reward in everything. You may not ever be able to completely, you know, throw your laptop and phone in the garbage for a week and not touch your business, but there is a reward at the end of that. If you do all the steps to professionalization, if you do put in the hard work, take care of your people, genuinely care for them, develop them, mentor them, there will be net profit at the end of that, which is ultimately the most tangible reward for the risks that we put into these sort of things. So whenever we grow a business, you just want to make sure that there is a tangible reward at the end of this for the risk. Otherwise, you own a job and it's not paying well and you might as well go work for somebody else. And that's just the truth of what we do, right? So we can live in a world of where we want to say nice things. We want to have plenty of respect and courtesy for other people. But in the world of business, you know, profit and loss statements, laying people off, taxes, those are real things. And at the bottom line, we are the backstop for all that, the business owners. And people can live in a world of feelings and goodness and badness and all those other things, but somebody actually has to be there to take care of all the things that end up being real and most of the risk in the business. And again, this is not a value judgment, right? This is a thing where if you're set up for this, if all that stuff kind of interests you, then you are an entrepreneur. If not, then you may not be an entrepreneur. But I happen to love all that stuff. I happen to love creating opportunities for people. And the one thing I will tell you, the interesting thing that I've come across over the last couple of years is that I may never take a true vacation in the rest of my life. That's just how it is, right? I care too much about my people. I care too much about my business. I care too much about the future of all this. And I know what the opportunity cost is for somebody like me to completely check out of my business for a very long period of time, right? And you may say, well, you haven't set up a business where it runs without you. And I will say there's almost no business that runs without its core humans, right? That's just how it works. You can momentarily do some things, but you can momentarily keep the lights on. But if you take the person who's in charge of all accountability, whose people are the direct reports, and you take the person who's in charge of making payroll every week, monetarily or otherwise, and you remove them for an extended period of time, the business doesn't function the same. And I know that. And guess what? Here's my hot take on all this, which is I'm not disappointed about it, right? I check into my business multiple times on vacation. I look for pattern detection. I look for areas where I can add the most value. I look for things that are only my job description, and I do them. That is my responsibility to the company, right? And years ago, we were fed this sort of, we're fed this, I guess, storyline that if you check your phone once as a business owner on vacation and check in with your company, you're a sucker and it's not a vacation. I don't believe that at all, right? I love my company so much. I love the people in it. I absolutely love my clients. I love the functioning, the in and outs of dollars in my business so much that I don't shut it off. And I need to be there for my people, but it doesn't mean you need to forsake your family to do the same. So let's talk about some ways that we can do this here, right? These are the things that I've learned over the last 16 years of running this business and 32 years of being in this profession, of basically never having a vacation where I've shut off. And I've actually got over this in the last bunch of years. I feel that there's a certain amount of value that I add that I have to add all the time to my people and support. And guess what? I don't ask it from them on vacations. I don't ask it for them in the evenings. And guess what? I am the backstop. I'm the one who takes on all that stuff. And I am happy to do it. I'm happy to do it because there is a reward for this in it for me, for that potential risk. And I don't mind it. In my mind, that equation works out. So the boring, unsexy stuff. Number one, if you want to set yourself up for the least amount of inconvenience on a vacation, crystal clear job descriptions and deliverables. So things as simple as, in my company, estimators handle scope and price. If there's a question about colors, that's not their job, right? They handle what are we painting and what the price of that is. Production managers, project managers, they connect the client, they connect the labor, and they connect the paint, right? All that in there. Our office coordinator takes care of final scope verification, color verification, and getting the our contract signed. Everybody knows what that is. So in the office, if somebody says, hey, we need colors for this, that is not an estimator's thing. And they kick it back to somebody whose job description is that. The one thing that I've tried in the past is cover downs, right? Hey, somebody's going on vacation. We're going to transfer your workload to somebody else so that all the work gets done while you're gone and we don't leave people hanging. Opinion on that is don't do that. I've tried doing that for years and years and years, and our clients don't really appreciate that. They don't really, not that I'm asking them to, but if somebody's on vacation and somebody covers down on their work, they're like, yeah, great. You did a thing and that's fine. But when our clients go on vacation, they're not jumping out of vacation to give us the colors for their project or help us with scheduling and things like that. And guess what? I'm not mad at them, right? So here's the deal. My opinion on cover downs is don't do them. Now, there's things in your business that sort of just like need to get done. And we have the benefit of having redundancy in my company. So if one project manager leaves, we have another project manager. We have two estimators. We have an office coordinator and me. It doesn't mean we cover down on their work, though. It means that they set proper expectations with their clients and their projects that are going to happen in the week that they're gone if they take a week vacation. And they set an out of office email. They set their voicemail to remind people that as well. They brief their clients that they're going to be gone for that week. And it just is what it is, right? Now, as a business owner, I will tell you this. This is the thing that burns me almost the most, which is we respect our clients in the highest way possible, right? If we get a thing that says out of office, we don't call them six times in a row and say, listen, I know you're on vacation, but I need this color so we can get you scheduled. We completely respect that. I'm just going to be honest with this. And this doesn't mean I'm angry at our clients, but clients really interestingly don't respect this as much as we respect that with them. When we get when we have a project manager go out on vacation for a week and they set the out of office, they've set all the proper expectations with the clients, we will still get clients that email and say, this is completely unacceptable. I need to talk to somebody, right? And it's just, it's one of these things where I wish I could just tell the clients in situations like that, where they start getting heightened emotions. This human told you they were going to be on vacation. This is a voluntary project where we're going to color something on your house. This is not heart surgery, right? Allow that person to take that week off. If it's an emergency, we can help you, but there is no paint emergencies, right? If you need something, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. It's a thing that makes me a little angry, but at the same time, I don't hate my clients for it. I know they're interested in that stuff. It's just that we have such a core value wrapped around respecting people's time like that. I sometimes wish some of the people that we associated with would do that as well too. But again, we're in business. It is what it is. If we want their business, sometimes it just kind of is like that. So again, just one of those things. I do not hate my clients, none of that stuff, but I'm just relaying a pattern detection, which is a very interesting thing for me, right? If we did that to a client, we would probably get a very negative Google review saying, this is a disrespectful company. They knew I was on vacation, but they still hammered me anyway. This is just me relaying my experience over the years here. So I will just say this. If you don't have to, don't do any cover down stuff. Just let people take a vacation, pick up the workload when you get back, and it is what it is. Remember, there is no paint emergencies, give or take. Now, reporting systems and processes, right? So even when I'm on vacation, I can get a crystal clear pulse of my company because we've set up a couple things. We have an 8 a.m. project plan from all of my crews, right? All of my W-2 crews owe us at 8 a.m. a project plan for the day and to the end of the project to get it 10% under budget, right? And then at 3 p.m., they kind of give us confirmation. We're on track with the plan, we're off track. So within a matter of 3 minutes, I can look through Slack on all the crews and I can kind of see the pace and the flavor of this. And we've been doing this for years and years now. So based on those updates, based on the crews, based on the clients, I use my pattern detection as a business owner, and I can get a real good flavor of how the week's going, whether tensions are rising, whether things are super easy, where things are going faster or slower or good or bad or any of that stuff. Accountability is a big thing too. And it's not just, hey, everybody does what they do. And then on vacation, I get super hard on accountability. Now it just needs to be a micro thing every day, right? Holding people accountable for their job descriptions is the biggest thing ever, which is as an estimator, what is your job description? You owe us scope and you owe us price. And outside of that, there's KPIs. We would like to see $1.7 to $1.9 million of residential repaint projects sold with an average job size of about $5,000. So we can fill our schedule, produce them profitably, take care of as many clients as we can, and pay our W-2s as much as we possibly can because we absolutely love these people, right? Now, the other big thing is what I've noticed, I do thousands of emails a year with painting business owners from the US and around the world, give or take. Almost nobody has an email signature, a professional email signature. Like for anybody who's ever got an email from me from Ask a Painter, it's a clear professional email signature. It's simple. It took me 3 minutes to make in Gmail. It says my name. It says my title. It's got some connections to social media, my position in the company, some logos of my company. I'm a PCA member, things like that. But it's very clear who I am and what I do. I'm going to say this, folks. You guys need some email signatures, right? I get emails from professional paint business owners from around the country that say JDM105 !@gmail.com. And then it says, hey, Nick, please send me the one-on-one template you offered last time. No email signature. I don't know who this human is. I don't know what business they are. I don't know how this works. It's confusing to me. Imagine if you're a client, it doesn't even give you a hint of who that human is. So number one, get a dang email signature, folks. It takes 3 minutes and it's free. And then at least in Gmail, you have an out of office setting. Out of office. You can actually set a vacation setting on your email to say, hey, I will be out of the office and on family time from this to this. This builds trust with your clients. Do the same thing with your voicemail, because if you are on vacation, we absolutely respect that. If one of our clients gets we get an out of office from them, we stop immediately. We say, you know what? We completely respect that. We'll get back to you when we get back here, like that. If you don't do that, people think you're just not answering their phones. And again, that is not their fault, right? If they don't know you're going to be gone and for 1 week you don't answer their phone call, they'll probably find another painter, or they may lose trust in you, trust that you may not be able to rebuild, right? So here we go. Preparation for actually leaving, right? One-on-one meetings is a very important thing. So, and it's not, and what I don't want you to do is never have a meeting and then have a whole bunch of meetings right before you go on vacation. You have to build a culture of accountability in your company. So weekly one-on-one meetings where you touch base with every human and you check in with them personally, professionally. You have key performance indicators. There's numbers that you're checking on. Again, as a business owner, you're in the business of pattern detection. You need a weekly check-in and a rhythm and a pulse of how your humans are doing so that you can find things out that they're not seeing, find things out systematically, good and bad, put them together, create solutions, or find other support for them in that entire process. So one-on-one meetings is very important. Briefing people a week or two previous as to, hey, I'm going to be gone this week, and start looking at some of their projects, some of their appointments, and just say, do you have any questions about things that might be an issue while I'm gone, looking ahead like that? And you can solve them together. And if you say, well, listen, I don't actually know if it's going to be an issue yet, but there's this one estimate where they may be asking for something we haven't done before, right? And I'll say, well, here's the deal. You have these protocol for this. If they do ask you for something like this, here's two or three methods of estimating a thing like that for things that we haven't done before. So when you do get there, it's not relying on me to help you out there. You can go there and say, you know, we're going to apply some reasoning on first principles and go from there, right? Schedule review is a big thing too. So we schedule about 6 weeks out in my company, and we only formalize the schedule maybe a week or two in advance, but sitting down with your team and having every single human looking through that schedule and saying, hey, listen, these are wall projects, these are cabinet projects, these are trim projects, very straightforward. One of the clients might need a little extra service in there, a little extra touch point, but the other ones, things like that, is you may have a project that you've never done before. Hey, we're doing a flag mural, right? Somewhere, and we haven't done one of these in a while. So let's make some preparation and some protocol so that you're not called out of a vacation on that. Just having that foresight to do that is a big thing. I'm going to pause right there, guys. And I'm going to mark my spot in my notes here. And let's go through some comments and some questions. Thanks for everybody for watching on IG. If you guys would share it to your feed, share it to your story. Facebook as well too. Put it in the Painter Facebook groups, everybody. Share this live feed right now. Put it in your feed. Put it in your story. This helps more than you guys know. It gets us out there, and it's a force multiplier. It gets us out, not only for me, for the tens of thousands of followers I have, but then when you guys do it, it's this tree of growth right there that does that. So just everybody pause right now and give it a share. It would be much appreciated as you guys go through here. Dustin Hansen, I had a last second offer from family to go on a cruise in 2 weeks. I said if a customer will let me switch their date. I was upfront with customers going on vacation from the week I intended to do their job. They were very understanding and said it was okay. Did I do right by my customer by being completely honest? I believe so. And if they would have said no, I wouldn't have gone on said vacation. Let me know what you think. So here's the only difference, Dustin, which is, if the client said no, you may have been put in a position where you're like, well, listen, this is actually a very unique opportunity for me. I will get to paint hundreds of people's houses every year for the rest of my life. I will only get to spend so much time with my family. And then I would look that client in the eye and say, I have two options for you, right? If you're going to go on that vacation and they say, no, you have to do it this week, say, here, then we have two options for you, which is, again, client, I know you would put your family in front of a painting project, right? And right now, no offense, but I'm going to do the same. I'm going to prioritize time with my family, and that we have two options for you. I can either reschedule, or I can just shake your hand and say, I appreciate the opportunity, but if you choose to go with somebody else, because this is a non-negotiable, then I completely understand. Now, there's obvious, you don't always have to have that, you know, black and white sort of thing like that. Maybe there's something else you can work out, but it is always good to say, you know, there will always be paint jobs, right? There will not always be family business. there always not be family vacations. So just be very careful. And the one unique thing that I've seen over the years, pattern detection, is I love asking elders and people far beyond my expertise, my experience, my life experience for advice. Universally, 90% of the time, everybody senior in me, both in age, experience, wisdom, professionalism, always says the time goes fast, spend time with your family. And sadly, I'm in my 40s before I really, really do sort of understand the meaning of it. I know it's an important thing. I've always prioritized family, not in the way I should have, but I've really formed a deep understanding of what that actually means now. And I have feelings towards it. So it's been a really big thing. And I would say there will always be paint jobs. There will never be an end to paint jobs, right? Jade, I know you're very intentional about taking family vacations. You're a Minnesota painter as well. Preparation is key. It's amazing how much you can get done before going on a vacation and how well things are set up. Dude, you have no idea, man. There's that crazy cliche of like, nobody's as productive as the week they go before they go on vacation. And it's true. It's absolutely true. So Jade, I love it. There's always be another house to paint. Your kids will be little for so long, dude. I'm going to just leave that up there because that is one of the most important things. And Jade and I both have fairly large families and families that are growing. And you do realize it when you start having kids that are a little older and you start seeing your youngest come up like this, you realize like, yeah, it's just things that are never going to be replicated again. And it's a really interesting thing. It's a really interesting thing. So back to the notes here, emergency protocol is a big thing. What you owe your company is emergency protocol stuff, right? You are the backstop. If somebody gets injured, they typically go to the business owner, unless you have an HR department or something like that. But typically, they still go to the business owner because that's a very, very important thing. So number one, the bare minimum is an emergency contact list for everybody in your company. You have all your employees listed. You have an emergency contact, both email and phone number, so that if somebody does get injured or you need to contact somebody significant other, you can right away and you don't have to ask them for it, right? In Minnesota, we have snow protocols, right? When I left, we haven't got a real winter all winter. And of course, the week that I decided to leave, we get this, you know, potential of a crushing snowstorm and all this stuff. And it didn't end up being much, but we have a plow truck, we have shovels, we have a snowblower, we have services we can call. Telling my people what that snow day protocol is to keep our people safe and keep our projects moving is a big thing. Injury is a big thing. Vehicle accident is another thing too. Here's our insurance company. Here's our tow truck driver. Here's the protocol for checking on if a human's okay. First trying to get them an ambulance or to the hospital if they're injured. If they're not, what happens after that? What do we do with the van? What do we do with the human? What do we do with the job? Things like that. And of course, you have to talk about like job site stuff, paint spills and things like that. What happens if we have a paint spill on a job site or a paint can falls out of the back of a van when they're unloading it in the driveway? Now there's paint on the driveway. All things that humans will completely freeze in their steps and call you on vacation and ask what to do, even though they kind of know what to do, but they always want the blessing because it is kind of like it's just a scary thing as an employee to have an emergency on a job site or an accident on a job site, things like that. All right, last couple things here are. What I kind of call like max value check-ins, right? Years and years ago, like I mentioned, if I even touch Slack or email or something, I was bred to thought that I was a complete sucker and you have completely forsaken your vacation. And that's just how it is. Here's the deal, folks. I wake up earlier than my family. I get up, I look for pattern detection stuff. I'm looking through my emails. I'm looking through phone calls. I'm looking through text. I'm looking through Slack. I'm looking through all the social media messenger stuff. It takes me about 15 or 20 minutes a day to get this the pattern detection down. That doesn't mean you have to answer everything. It just means you're looking for key things that you own that you can add value to in the company to potentially save some hardship for your people back home, right? One of those things. I like the morning. We're looking for pattern detection. And you also have to understand that one of the hats I wear, probably among eight in the company, is operations manager. I sit over the estimators, the project managers, the coordinators, the W-2 painters, the full-timers, the part-timers, the subcontractors, and anything that connects more than two of those things, more than one of those things, is my job description as operations manager, right? If something's happening over here and they can't see that something else is happening over here and it could affect each other, that's the role of an operations manager. So I actually think just like not doing cover downs and covering down on other people's roles, I do also think that there are going to be some things that are elevated to your level. And I would urge you, my knowledge at this time would say, don't have somebody else cover down on those things, right? Just don't have somebody cover down on those things. Pause those items, properly set expectations that you're going to be gone, and then just move on with your life and pick them up when you get back, right? It really unnerves people to take on more work because most people don't have a whole bunch of extra time at work. And then putting on things that are highly elevated on there is a sort of phobia that they have, right? So anything that's elevated to your level that has to be attended to, attend to. And really, it's not going to be more than a thing or two a week if you're absolutely being honest, because there is no pain emergencies, right? I'm going to go through a couple comments and then I'll do my last bit here. But thank you everybody watching on Instagram, on Facebook and everything else. This is an absolute blast here. So Rick Mixell, I've had a phobia of vacations, but we finally set up a gross profit account and we became intentional about putting a percentage away. So for the first time last year, I was not scared of money. Also, I'm intentional about taking projects that the painters can do without me. So fear is almost gone too. That's exactly it, Rick. So here's the deal. What he says is smart too, which is we can just get smart about this stuff where you can line up your vacation with other people's vacations, right? You can line up some simple wall projects, some simple cabinet projects, exteriors, things like that while you're gone. You can properly set your people up, explain what to do in the decision tree of protocols, and then kind of let them go. And you know what? Just tell them. If something happens, use your best judgment and just deal with it the best way you can. And guess what? There's no pain emergencies. If something is lingering when I come back, we'll all deal with it together. So we trust you. We love your experience. And just get out there and do good things. You know exactly what to do and you don't need me. One of those things, right? Now, that's only good temporary though. You don't want to do that forever. So here's the deal. Family work-life balance, right? Being present is a big thing, where your physical being and your mental being are all in the same place. I would never tell you that I have mastered this. I have experienced moments of it before. I'm getting a lot better at it. It's come with professionalizing me as a human, doing a lot of deep work on myself, doing a lot of professionalizing on my business, doing a lot of professionalizing with my family as well too, right? And you realize at a certain stage in your life, when you actually put data to feelings, that you do have this gas tank. And you do have to allocate the gas ration appropriately to the people that need it. And sometimes if it's 60% family, 30% business, 10% personal, you may feel like you're completely forsaking yourself or your business because you're spending so much time with your family. But that's what might be needed. At other times, it might be 80% business, 10% self, 10% family for a moment, right? But I do believe that, and I don't need, this is the thing that I've been thinking about a lot recently, which is if you have 100 energy units in a year, how much should be family? How much should be business? How much should be personal? And I don't know if it should be 40, 40, 20, 45, 45, 10, things like that. I don't know what that is like, because I can make an argument for having more family than business, more business than family, more personal than some things. But what I do know right now is this. Personally, I've decided to take, if you think about family, business, me as a human, I've decided to take me as a human down as low as I possibly can to allocate as much to other people. That doesn't mean I do nothing, right? It just means at the times that I do do any work on myself, or things for myself, it has to be insanely intentional in such small doses. It has to be max value, concentrated, shot to the main vein in your body sort of thing, so that I can service my other people. And it's something where I hope in a year or two, I will understand what this ratio is, at least for this period, and then it'll likely change. But I do not feel like a sucker anymore when I allocate 3% of my time on vacation to business, right? I do not feel like a sucker anymore. We are fed that load of S that if we even think about our business on vacation, it's not a vacation. That is not true. My vacations are getting better and better and better as I go along. Yes, I spend less and less time in my business, but I spend real time with my business when I'm gone, adding value where I can. And I don't feel like a sucker anymore. I don't feel like a sucker anymore. So that is my best practices, folks. I have not mastered it. I'm not the expert, but I can tell you this. the more work I've done to professionalize my business, my personal life, and my family, the better these things have gotten. My business is larger and more stable. I, as a human, am more stable than I ever have been. And my family is in a really good place because of this. But my God, does it take a lot of work. And I don't think it's a place where there's a destination either. So, all right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for being with me on a beautiful Saturday morning here. We just got our puppy Sig back from the kennel, the Hunter kennel. And we're going to spend a little time with him. And then I'm going to get outside and spend some time with my family here and decompress from an amazing vacation in Nashville. We got to see some awesome people, some awesome things. And we really laid down some core values and invested in my family relationship in a big way this last week. So thank you guys for being here along the way. Glad I can share this. And I do promise you sometime in the near future, I will paint something, right? But these things are just too clear and too present, and I have to get them off my chest. You can watch a lot of people paint on the internet. I have some unique value I can add to that. But right now, I think this is the highest value that I can add to what we do right now. So you guys are awesome. And thank you for following along this amazing journey with me. So have a good weekend, everybody.
Paynet Podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and are made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.